Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, you sent me flowers. Tuesday, made me feel stupid. Wednesday, the world was ours. Thursday, you didn't prove it. Friday, fell back in love. Saturday, we didn't talk. Sunday, you said you needed space. Do you miss me? Am I crazy? Am I losing hold of your love, baby? Either you want me, or you don't. I need to know, I need to know. Who are you? Screaming. Wednesday, we didn't part. Thursday, you didn't mean it.
Friday, I shook it off.
Saturday, you got it wrong. Sunday, I said I needed space.
Do you miss me? Am I crazy? Am I losing hold of your love, baby?
Either you want me, or you don't. I need to know, I need to know.
Who are you?
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Tony and Kai Show with your host Tony Wade and Kaisu Rodriguez. It is Wednesday. Oh my goodness, we're doing a show on a Wednesday, which we do sometimes. We normally do our hot topic on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, but this week we decided to bring in this special guest this week because she's doing something a little bit different. And we've had her on our show before as an author, but now she's stepping out and branching off and doing something else. So we thought we'd bring her in and expose you guys to the new stuff that she's doing. So we're going to be talking in a few minutes with Hannah. And in the meantime, in between time, you were listening to the sounds of Fifth Harmony, one of my favorite groups. My son has got me into them. Who Are You? That was one of their songs. And what else is going on, babe?
We're doing a show on Wednesday. Y'all should have saw her, though. She literally, like, when it started, was, like, staring at me when she tried to figure out my name. I couldn't understand. She just looked at me with a blank look. I'm like, oh, my goodness, she done forgot my name.
It's Wednesday. I'm sorry.
But anyway, yeah, we're here. It's a Wednesday, which occasionally we do, and we're here to bring you what it is that you request, what it is that you need to know about, what it is that, you know, is going on out there. And we have people that are doing some things and making some moves, so that's what it's about, and that's what we're about.
That's what it's about. So we're going to go on ahead. We're not going to waste too much time today because it's Wednesday. We're going to go on ahead and get our guest on and let her tell you what it is that she does and who she is and all of that great stuff. Hannah, how you doing, hon?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful, trying to stay cool. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be on.
I know. We haven't talked to you in so long. You know, we've talked on Facebook and stuff, but we haven't talked, you know, kind of live in a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, since your book. Definitely. How's the book going?
The book is going okay. I plan to release a sequel for it soon. I'm going to get back into promoting and marketing the book again, so... that's definitely in the works.
Yes, I can't wait. I love it, and I can't wait for, you know, your next one to come out. I definitely can. Long overdue, which we know is how it goes sometimes in the industry.
Yes, most definitely.
So now you are branching off and you are doing something else. A woman of many hats. Let the people know what you are doing now.
Well, yes, I'm going to be launching my first skincare line. It's called Be Uniquely You, like being unique and being beautiful. When you put unique and beautiful together, you have Be Unique. So Be Uniquely You. It's going
to
be a skincare line. it's going to be a skincare line. It's going to consist of assorted shea butters. It's going to consist of real scented, like natural organic scented oils and real fruit like mango, tangerine, and orange. And it's going to be real fruit, so scent is going to actually match the fruit itself. Because most shea butters you come across, they're scented, but they don't contain real fruit. But this one actually will. That's what makes it stand out.
Okay.
Yeah.
How difficult was it for you? What made you decide to get into this?
Well, it's something it was an associate of mine who actually told me about it. He was the one that kind of gave me the idea, so I can't really say I can't really take all the credit because he's the one who gave me that idea because I was going to work with someone who actually is an established entrepreneur and he has his own shea butter line. But the associate of mine, he was like, well, why don't you start your own? And the only thing, what makes you stand out is you'll actually use real fruit. And, you know, you can just go online, do some research, and, you know, see how people make their own products, which is very natural. So that's something that I thought it was a great idea because I am a huge fan of shea butter products. I mean, I personally use just plain, organic, raw shea butter. I will be launching it very soon. Well, next month I don't know which date it'll be out, but it'll definitely be out very, very soon. And the website will be up and running, and then it'll be available for purchase online. I do plan to, join mom and pop stores, and hopefully, stores like Walmart and Target. I definitely, see the big picture with this line I'm going to be launching.
Sounds good. We definitely sound like my husband. Dream big. Got to definitely plan see your vision, see how far you want to get it to go, and just go for it.
Right. Most definitely.
Yeah, see, he has the big vision, and I don't know if he says I reel him back in. I don't necessarily reel him back in, but I do the intricate planning of it. Like, okay, you want the 20-room mansion on the hill with the big 50, you know, gazillion acres. Okay, now I'm going to plan how we're going to get there.
Well, yeah, definitely. I've always been the kind of person who thinks out of the box. You know, when I have a vision, like it could be from, you know, a book, it can be to being a virtual marketing assistant, to being an entrepreneur of a shea butter line. Whatever I'm trying to accomplish, I always like to think out of the box. I like to pretend that the box isn't there actually. So this shea butter line will stand out like no other because, I mean, everything about it will be organic. Because I'm all about organic product. I'm about quality. So I'm excited.
See, and I'm excited for you. I mean, there's not a lot of people out there, you know, trying to think healthy nowadays, you know, especially. And I love shea butter. I'm a big fan of shea butter. I'm also a big fan of somebody who dreams big, who thinks big. You know, like Kai said, I like to think big myself. I like to think out the box. And I see the whole picture. And, you know, I can really admire somebody who thinks like that and goes for what they, you know, goes for what they dream about. How hard of a task? I mean, you told us the steps to take, but how hard was it to actually, were there moments where you, I mean, got discouraged with the process? I mean, or did it flow for you? Was it something that just, you know, flowed?
Well, it's something that I like to strategize because I'm a natural researcher. I like to look stuff up online if I'm not sure about something. So, I mean, I would say the hardest thing would be getting my name out there. But, I mean, as long as you believe in your dream and you're tenacious and you just come up with some strategies that will help you accomplish, you know, what you're trying to get out there, then I don't think it'll be difficult to do. I think what makes this different from my book is that it's something that people haven't really done, whereas in the publishing industry, as Kai personally knows, you know, everybody's an author. So not everybody has a shea butter line. So with this, I think that people will receive it because of the content of what it contains.
Well, I definitely want it in this house. I definitely want to try it. So you definitely have support from us. As soon as, you know, when we know how to get it, I you know, definitely want it in the house. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, I know Kai's going, you know, want some rub downs with it and all that good stuff. But I definitely want to try it. So I do give you props for that. Do you know when exactly it'll be out?
Well, I don't have a precise date as of yet, but I know it will be available next month. So I will definitely keep you abreast of its availability. And I will
Please.
Be giving out some samples. Oh, yes. I'll definitely be giving out samples for, you know, for a few people. And then I'm going to be soliciting, you know, stores around the country, you know, to see if they'd be interested in carrying, you know, that type of product, you know, like a little smaller chain for right now. And then, you know, if it takes off and does pretty well, then I do look forward to joining the bigger franchises.
Okay. Now, do you plan on branching out as far as other products with this product?
Oh, yes. I'm thinking about, you know, making my own, like, body creams or lotions. Like body scrub, that's something that's in the works. For right now, I'm just starting off with the basics, and that's just the shea butter. But in the long run, I do plan to branch out with other lines.
And how complicated is it as far as the distributing end of it? You know, I mean, as people that write books, as authors, you know, we know that end of it as far as what it takes to distribute. But as far as, like, that type of product with shea butter and lotions and stuff like that, have you ran into any snags at all?
I will say I'm sure there's a process when you're trying to get your products into like the big chain. So I don't doubt that I will encounter a couple of pickups when I'm trying to get uniquely you skin line into the stores. However, the mom and pop stores, I'm sure they would, because they have vendors, you know, all over the world. So
right.
I don't think it'll be hard to get into the mom and pop stores, but trying to get into bigger stores, I'm sure. Because, I mean, I'm just starting out, no one knows me ever yet. So I'm sure there will be a process, because even the person I know of, he has his own shea butter line. I mean, he has shampoo, black soap, stuff of that nature. I mean, part of that line and new stuff. His line is in Walmart stores in Atlanta. So I figured he can do it, so can I. So I'm sure it'll be a process, but I don't think it'll be impossible.
Yeah, sounds good. How have you already started marketing and looking into, you know, like I know you said smaller mom and pop stores. One of our guests in the chat room was saying the smaller herbal stores that are probably going to be open to, you know, local indie type businesses and things like that. Have you already started marketing and reaching out to them?
Not as of yet. I kind of got plead the fifth. I've been pretty busy. I work a, you know, regular 9-to-5 job. So, but I made a list of people who I would like to reach out to. I have been doing some research on and came up with a list of like small stores, who I think would be receptive to having, you know, something, a product such as mine in their shelves. So, yes,
yeah.
I am, there are some people I will be, well, stores I will be marketing products to very, very soon. For right now, it's just me, you know, just talking to individuals and just giving samples. And then from that point on, I'll be hitting up a couple of stores in the southern parts of the country.
Okay. Are you going to do, like, vending events, maybe like farmers markets and arts and crafts?
Fairs, oh,
like that.
Definitely.
That's another. Okay, that was another suggestion from the chat room as well. That sounds good. That sounds really good. You know, I mean, they even have skincare line, direct sales companies, you know, things like that where, you know, you get people to sell for you out and about. Have you thought about that?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm open to any avenue that's going to help me become more successful. So I'm always, I think, out of the box. I mean, any company who wants to endorse what I'm promoting, I'm open to it. If I see it's going to be beneficial, absolutely.
Sounds good.
So when are we going to see you on TV? That's what I want to know. When are you going to do the commercials?
Oh, I know commercials cost a lot of money, but, I mean, you never know. I mean, Whole Foods, they started, they're doing pretty well, and they don't have a commercial. I mean, you didn't hear about them over the radio, and they're doing phenomenally well. So, I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, you don't hear about Carol's Daughter, or I haven't seen the Carol's Daughter commercial, and she's doing very well. So, I mean.
Exactly.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right. I was just looking for that, you know, that aha minute where, you know, you see somebody on the TV. I know them. I personally know them. You know, I was looking forward to that aha moment, you know, but it's okay.
That's okay. When you come up with your, when you get your commercial ad, like a radio promo ad, make sure you send us a copy and we'll play it on the show.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, you're like the first person to have me to ever interview me on Blog Talk Radio, so I can never forget you.
Oh, but you know we like the support, so, you know, it's all about getting the word out, you know, fellow authors, businesses, whatever it is you're doing, you know, we just like to be a place, be a venue for people to spread their word out, whatever it is that they're doing, you know. What you say?
I want a box.
Oh. Tony said he wants a box.
Okay, well, I will keep that in mind.
Stephanie, when they come out, you let us know, because we, you know, we're definitely going to support. I love Shea Better, you know, love, you know, I do what I do, but, you know, love to support. Love Shea Better, period. Are you going to do any types of, now Shea Butter, that is, it's a lotion type thing, right? So
well,
are you going
to? Well, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was waiting. You said something about it. You asked what Shea Butter looks like?
No, I was saying it's like a lotion, kind of like a thicker lotion.
Yeah, for right now, it'll just be the butter, but it'll be mixed up with, like, natural oils and, like, real fruit, just starting
okay.
out. And then, you know, in the long run, I do plan to start maybe come out with some organic shampoo.
Okay,
like
there you go.
Body butter, you already have the butter, so it's no point in making a cream, but because of the substance of shea butter. It's already, you know, it's body butter, so it goes hand in hand. But the shampoo, of course, the lotion, you know, so definitely looking into those. Definitely, it will be a multifaceted brand.
Okay, that's what I was looking for, the hair stuff. When you come up with that hair stuff, I love the Shea Butter conditioner for my hair. I love that. So I'll definitely be all over that when you drop that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're going to make sales just from us. You're going to go to the top and you know, you're going to stay up there just from sales from us. Because this house, I love Shea Butter, and she likes the hair products. So, you know, you're definitely going to get sales. We're definitely going to support. Definitely. Off topic just a little bit, but how is everything going with the writing?
I haven't been writing for a while. I've been on hiatus with the writing because now I'm working full-time job. It's been a long time since I've had a full-time job. So now that I'm back into working a full-time job, I'm working to become a quality assurance tester. I'm going to be graduating from the program in a few months, so I'll be a full-time quality assurance tester working for a Fortune 500 company, and I'm just learning how to manage my time more wisely. I just spend time. I wrote like 5,000 words last night working on this series called Payback is a Son of a Bitch, and it will be out sometime this year. It's going to be a series. And I'm also coming out with another novel called The Bold and the Ugly Truth, which will be very controversial. I plan to release a few chapters online on Amazon just to keep people on the edge of their seat. So it's kind of like what Omar Tyree did with one of his e-books. It was called Corrupted. So Omar would sell like a couple of chapters of his book, but it was a whole book where he would just, you know, put release every couple of chapters on Amazon on sale for like $1 to, you know, to keep his readers preoccupied with his literature.
Right.
So I'll be doing the same thing with The Bold and the Ugly Truth, but for Payback, the first book I mentioned, that book will be, it'll be a series, but it'll be a whole book, and each book will be like 35,000 words. And you can also find it on Amazon. So I'm very excited about that. I'm almost done with the first installment. And, I just got back into writing again. I had to put writing on hiatus, dealing with personal setbacks and also, you know, working a full-time job in, like, 6 years.
Yeah. Wow. Well, girl, you sound busy. You sound between your product line that you're coming out with, between, you know, that and the writing that you've picked back up. And I love the idea that you have with that. And then there's that full-time job, which, by the way, congratulations on that. Working for a Fortune 500 that's big stuff. That's big. So we want to give you props for that. And we do want to say congratulations for the moves that you're making in every area. It seems like you got things going now. So we're going to keep you We're going to keep you in our thoughts. We're going to keep you in our prayers. We're so proud of you, and we do appreciate the fact that you've come on and actually shared that with us. What is the website that we can give to the readers so that they know, or listeners, so that they know how to get in touch with you or how to check out your product line and see what's going on with your books and everything? Well, how can we get in touch with you?
Well, Uniquely You Skincare, the website is currently under construction, so it will be finished very soon. And how people can reach me, they can find me on Facebook. My author fan page is Hannah Dorsey Spivey. Hannah Dorsey Spivey's name is my fan page for my book. And then they can also find me on Facebook, a personal profile, which is Hannah Bobana. Hannah and then Bobana, B as in boy, O, B as in boy, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, Hannah Bobana. And then there'll be a fan page for Uniquely You Skincare line, which will be out sometime this week or next week. So I'll be promoting that as well. People can also find me by emailing me at H as in holiday, D as in dog, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, I as in ice, V as in victory, E as in egg, Y as in yellow, at hotmail.com. I also have a Twitter handle, which is Boss Lady Writer. Like when you write something, Boss Lady Writer is my Twitter handle. So I'm very accessible and reachable via all those contacts I just provided.
Awesome, awesome. So we just want to thank you so much for coming on and say once again, congratulations for all the things that you're doing. Like Tony said, you're a busy, busy, busy lady, but, you know, idle hands, you know. I love it. I love that you're busy. I love that you are dreaming big and going for exactly what you want. Congratulations. Listeners, I'm going to put all of her contacts on our Tony and Kai show page on Facebook, so you can definitely reach out and grab all of her information from there. And as she gives us updates on when her line is coming out, we'll definitely keep in touch and update the Facebook page to that as well. And that is it for us tonight. We thank you so much, Hannah, for tuning in. Next week we'll be back with author Mario Wright. And in the meantime, in between time, have a wonderful, blessed week, and be safe. We thank you so much, Hannah, for tuning in. We thank everybody in the chat room for tuning in, Anagia and everybody else, all of our listeners. And you guys have a great week.
Love you.
Thank you. Good night.
You're so welcome. Good night.